is your name, ma'am?
Sarah Roberts.
Mr. Roberts, who's one of them, Mr. Roberts?
It might be me, too, because I'll take
it. Okay, yeah, I'm here, Mr.
No, it's not me, okay.
It's not Sarah, it's Sarah Roberts.
Sarah Roberts, yeah.
But Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, ma'am.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Ms. Roberts, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. Could you just please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Sarah Roberts, and my ADC number is 315211.
Okay, Ms. Roberts, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Right to my immediate left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, representing the parole office, as well as the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Oliveri.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Okay, Ms. Roberts, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing the form advising you of your hearing today?
Yes, I did.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Okay. Ms. Roberts, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one.
Okay.
You have five allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, Ms. Roberts. The first allegation states that your violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 22, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated February 16, 2018. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 1st, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated February 16, 2018. 18. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about January 22nd, 2018 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated February 16, 2018. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. The next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by the application of your place of residence at 610 South Staple Drive, Mesa, on or about February 1st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. Then your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 2nd, 2018, as verbally directed on February 1st, 2018. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. All righty then, okay. Based on the admission of Ms. Roberts, I want to find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Yeah, just one moment, Ms. Roberts. I'm just going to do a little paperwork.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Roberts, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We will first start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to go over some information with you and at that time have any information that you would like to present before the board, okay?
Okay, yes,
Your Honor. All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Mr. Roberts was released from the Department of Corrections on August August 30th of 2017. She self-surrendered in office on February 28th of 2018, where she was arrested and returned back to ABC custody. She has 0 days abscond. Her supervision end date will be on April 28th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016. Drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2016. Theft of a credit card obtained fraudulently, 1 year, 6 months. And also in 2016, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. The offender has 2 terms in the ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 2. There is no SDG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. She has minimal disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted. And her community risk level is a G3B1.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with the firm at 3896 West Glendale, Golden Gold Mine in Santan Valley. What happened there? Did you go there? You were approved there? Did you ever go stay there?
Yes, I did, and that's not a friend's house. That's my mom's house.
That's your mom's?
Yes, that's where my mom lives, and I was living there, and I was doing really good. It seems to be, when I do go home to my mom and my family, I do good, and I thought that I could go out on my own and join a halfway house, and that's when I started slipping and messing up. I left my mom's house about, I think, the first 2 months I was on parole, I was at my mom's. And then I moved to Mesa into a halfway house, and I was doing good for a minute, working 2 jobs, and then I started slipping and started getting around drugs, the wrong people, and that's when I started messing up. I thought I was strong enough out there to do it on my own.
Okay, so you went to a halfway house, you went to Foundations first, then it looks like you stayed at Foundations, then after that you went to the House of Hope. In Mesa. So why did you change the 2 houses?
I was first at Foundations, and then I was behind on rent, and I got caught. I came home smelling like marijuana to Foundations, sold a new drug test to me, and I have got caught, they drug tested me, and I tested positive for the marijuana and methamphetamines. And I was dying on the rent, but on top of that, they decided to give me another chance, and I still proceeded to mess up and use marijuana and meth. So I got kicked out of there. I went to Jen's House of Hope, and I was doing really good for a minute there, and I started slipping again. I got into doing methamphetamines and marijuana.
Okay, so it says that you worked at McDonald's at 1250 South Country Club Drive for a while. What happened there at the McDonald's where you were working?
I was working 2 jobs. I was working the McDonald's on Country Club Drive at night doing the closing, and then I would work at Telereach Call Center in Mesa, which was right down the street off Country Club and Baseline. So I held 2 jobs, and I was doing really good for a while, and then I got into 2 drugs. I got into smoking, doing the methamphetamines again, and smoking marijuana.
Okay, so you were referred for task for the random urinalysis. You were responsible for submitting samples on September 12th or 17th, September 26th or 17th. They produced negative results on those two. Then on October 25th of 17 and January 22nd of 18 and on February of 18, samples submitted produced positive results for methamphetamine. Then on also on November 15th to 17, November 21st, and December 29th to 17, samples submitted produced positive results for marijuana. Then on August 31st, on a contact visit with P.O. Bond, you were directed to attend and participate and complete the SAGE counseling program due to your being on SB 21 release. However, you did complete the SAGE counseling program and said that on January 10th of 18, you were staffed due to your continued drug use, and you were referred to CAP at CAC, but you failed to attend and complete the CAP program as directed. Why didn't you go ahead and complete that program?
I think at that time, when I started using, or I was already using the methamphetamine and the marijuana, I wasn't in my right mind, and I pretty much at that time thought, because I completed the SAGE program, that in my head I had did enough, and I was wrong. Obviously, I didn't have a sober mindset, and I did not follow what my parole officer asked me to do.
So when you self-surrendered, what made you self-surrender?
Speaking, I have my mom takes care of my children, and I mean, I've been having an off and on time with drugs in my life. I do good for a while, and I don't, and I got tired out there, and I felt like I kept speaking with my mom over the phone, and she told me that my parole officer was looking for me and trying to get a hold of me, and I know my parole officer was trying to help me by sending me to a rehab and anything before I came back to prison, and I didn't do what I was supposed to, but I got tired of it, tired of chasing the high, chasing the drugs, and I knew it was the best thing to do. So I called my mom and my brother and asked them to take me to my parole officer so I could turn myself in. And it was the right, I knew I needed to. I needed to take care of my responsibilities.
I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, Ms. Roberts. Is there any more additional questions coming before the board? Ms. Roberts, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
No, pretty much told you guys everything.
Okay. The board's going to go into discussion, Ms. Roberts. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain quiet while you're on the phone. As the board's in the discussion, it may appear as though we're talking to you, but we're only going to be talking amongst ourselves, and we'll make a decision and get back with you with our decision, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, the board's now into discussion. I think it's admirable that Ms. Roberts did decide to self-surrender, which is evident that she understands that she's has a drug problem, and she continues to do drugs. The PO tried to put her in a program where she did complete the SAGE program, but we tried to put in another program. She didn't complete it. But while she was out there on the street, she did decide that she was tired, as she stated, of chasing the drugs or chasing the high. And she called her mom and her brother to take her to a parole officer to turn herself in, which I think is just good. And I would hope that she would continue that pattern to try to keep herself off drugs. However, she's going to be released on the 28th of this month. She'll be released. She won't be on parole, or she won't be on any community supervision at that time. I would hope that Ms. Roberts would just take this time that she has left remaining and really give us some hard thought, work with CO3 to see about coming up with a program or a plan that she could put together so that when she's released, that she'll be able to be strong enough to not go back out and do drugs and really get herself together. And I thought she said that her mom was taking care of the kids, and maybe she could, you know, help that be a role model, an example for her kids. I think it's really admirable that she took the opportunity to self-surrender and call her mom. That's the point, that she's really ready to turn that corner. So she's really ready to turn that corner. She can really get herself together and get out and not be on any parole or community supervision and be able to get her life together. I have confidence in her that she's going to do it, and that's a huge step when she self-surrendered herself to a parole officer. And I have to say, you know, during my short period of time here, that's the first person I've ever heard of that really just got tired and self-surrendered to their PO, which tells me that it's a good opportunity for her out there. That's just my opinion, how I'm listening, but willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I got you. And I'll just... Go ahead. She really has like 18 days left anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
She only has 18 days left.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Roberts, find that she was delinquent, violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapses about the lapse in criminal ways of company, as she did relapse and start to use drugs and then methamphetamine as well as marijuana.
Second.
Three.
Okay, Ms. Roberts?
Yes, Governor.
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on the 28th of this month, which is just a couple of weeks away, or 2 or 3 weeks away from now. And I do think it's very admirable that you self-surrendered and you felt like you were tired of chasing the drugs and the high. And that it's been proven that you can complete a program because you completed the SAGE program. You also, for 2 months, stayed off of drugs when you stayed with your mom. And I would assume that you had the opportunity to be and spend some time with your kids during that period of time. But if you work with your CO3 that's there, work on a plan, come up with a program so that when you're released, hopefully, you know, you won't get back on drugs. You'll be a productive citizen out there. You will be a responsible person to be there and be with your kids, that you can be strong enough so that you won't get back into doing drugs, and you'll find a job and continue to work. You've shown that you can work. You know, you work 2 jobs. I'm a productive worker, 2 jobs, working at McDonald's and working a telemarketing job at night. That you can be a very productive person. I'm very impressed with, you know, what you're doing, but you just seem to get with the wrong crowd and relapse back into doing drugs. And you have to realize, as you just told us, that you're just not strong enough to just get back out there and think you can do it. So, you know, stick with those strong points that you actually have with your mom and any program that you may get into, okay? That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Ms. Roberts. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, don't hang up the phone. Just lay it down, okay? Just lay the phone down and hang it up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.